Wenn da was leidet, gemeint oder gemeint ist, aber es kommt auch ein Heiler in das Tiefeld. Eine Körper, die kann man durchbekommen. It is very difficult to go to Mountain Irish. Very careful. And we from Frankfurt, so we have my own in Italy. And then I'm to Fiji from Kathmandu to come to Mountain Irish. So we stay in the temple. These days are called Shri Shri Radha Govinda Hari. I remember Shri. So I met a devotee there whose father had died on his way to Kailash. He had gone with a friend and moved. There's something like that. And they had gone and wanted to reach Mountain Kailash, but the father had actually on the halfway died. Not died, he became sick, right? And his friend went to Mountain Kailash, picked up a stone and some water from the lake there, Manasa Sarova, and then ran back to meet his dying friend and give him at least a stone for Mountain Kailash and some water. I felt a little bit like this because halfway to Gulukadam our car died. I was thinking maybe we will not reach Gulukadam. And then we had a mobile phone and we phoned Bhagavad Rama and Gaura Hari, and somehow by hearing their voices I felt, oh, we will reach. And somehow our car had died and we had the road service. It's called the ADAC, maybe some of you who speak German know. They came, they wanted to pick us up. But when they came and did the second check of the car, the dead car, somehow the car had become alive again. And we needed to drive a little bit slower, not 240 kilometers an hour. But we reached here. I'm very happy. I think it is the blessing of the devotees here who came and helped. It's a mystical, thank you so much. It's for me a miracle that I'm here. You can see the car is, maybe it's now dead again. Krishna has just made a miracle. So I thought I would just sing a little bit with you, and then I will briefly give something which is like a motto, something like a guideline to follow our little seminar here. And I must say, there is no snow outside. Inside. In Germany it is considered to be very inauspicious if there is no snow and the year changes. So somehow if the snow has come, the weiße Weine, we say, or weiße Weine. It's like, this looks like a plant from the garden. In the dark, there's no snow.
Thank you.
nowadays, the most of us do not live in temple communities. It is a rare opportunity to come together for 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days, and just absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness, in the association of many devotees. It is a rare opportunity which comes by only maybe 3 times a year for some of us, or 4 times. But to come together with so many devotees in a time like this is in a way unique. A time like this, I mean, a time where we all end 1 year, and at least in our consciousness, we start a new year. There is a unique opportunity to absorb ourselves. Opportunity which doesn't really come by except for once a year. And of course, we would like to make sure that while we are here, we utilize this opportunity in the best way, not to let it pass by in a way where we don't pay the attention it deserves. The best use of coming in the association of devotees is really when we can absorb ourselves deep that time, when we can go deep and take up the spiritual energy which is available there in a way that it stays with us. That's the best use of our time, to absorb ourselves. When we had our Govardhan retreat, only 2 months, just 2 months ago, Bhujan Prabhu read to us a quotation from Srila Prabhupada, which I thought was very wise. He said that the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to become Krishnarized. And he gave an example. When we place a piece of iron, not a mobile phone, a piece of iron into a fire, it will become fire after some time. It will absorb the quality of the fire and stop acting as iron, cold iron, or hard iron. It will become hot, blazing hot iron and be full of fire. So you could only do one mistake, which prevents the iron to become fire. You can take it out of the fire. I think that is something which is a good motto. Stay in the fire, so to say, of the Sankhamila as much as possible, and you will notice how an imperceptible change will take place in your consciousness. You will become Krishnaized, really. You will, in other words, absorb Krishna consciousness. It will come into you. But don't leave the fire. As much as possible, stay in the fire. The subject of absorption, you know, just stay in the Krishna conscious atmosphere, stay in the kirtan, stay in the katha, the talks about Krishna, stay in devotional association where you remind each other on spiritual subject matters. The subject matter of remaining absorbed is something which we should try to apply during these 3 or 4 days which we have together. I would like to give you a little example from the sacred scriptures of India, which takes up this idea of staying absorbed and changing. It's a story which I heard many years ago, and some of you were not even born, and forgot about it. But because I read about such types of stories and heard about such types of stories in other traditions, I always wanted to remember this story. And I did remember it when I saw the face in the darkness. What that is, some of you can read when you get the Shadana Devi newsletter. I can't explain this now. There was something which happened to me when I was moving around the Govardhan Hill. It was dark like this. There was no moon, and I could not see very well because my torchlight was an Indian torchlight. It had almost no battery. So I came to the Kusum Sarovar at that time, when I was going around Govardhan. It's a lake, but because it was dark, I couldn't see. I saw a sadhu who was sitting on the path. No, it was like this. I almost fell over him. And then after I had passed him, I took the remaining juice of my torchlight and looked who it was or what it was that I almost fell over with. And I saw that this face, this heaven was full of light, the face of the darkness, at this lake of Kusum Sarovar. So later, I looked up what happened at the Kusum Sarovar, at this lake, and I discovered this story which I would like to share with all of you. The story of deep absorption. The sadhu was so absorbed in Krishna that he had Krishna in his heart. His face was full of light. And he was so absorbed because he sat at a very powerful holy place, the Kusum Sarovar. And I would like to tell you now why this is, why, what happened in this way, and then you will understand why the sadhu who sat there was so full of light, internal light. He had become absorbed, just like Narada Muni. Thousands of years ago, Narada Muni developed a desire. He said, "I am Krishna, I have seen you so often, I have visited you so often, but I actually never saw you in Vrindavan together with your most dear devotees, the gopis. I would love to see you when you dance your rasa dance with the devotees." So with this desire in mind, Narada Muni came and went on his way to Vrindavan. On the way he met Shiva and said, "Oh Shivaji, you are a great devotee, much greater than I am. Can we Lord Krishna dancing with his millions of gopis in the Rasa dance. And Shiva says, oh, that's a very high desire. I myself have not seen this, but I can give you a good mantra. So he gave him a mantra. And Narada Muni chanted this mantra, and he came to Vrindavan's forest and started to look in the forest for Radha and Krishna and the gopis. But you can only see Radha and Krishna when they want to be seen by you. So on the way he met Vrindadevi, the goddess of Vrindavan, said, Narada Muni said, Vrindadevi, can you please help me? I want to see Radha and Krishna in the Rasa dance. Vrindadevi said, not possible, not possible, not possible. Your problem is, you are a man. This is not for people who are in the male consciousness and with the identification with their material bodies. You have to give up your old body and develop a new body. Acharya said, Narada Muni, how do I do this? Then you have to take your bath in the northeastern corner of the Kusum Saroma Lake. And when you come and you absorb yourself in the water, and you take your bath there and stay in the water for some time, then a new body will be given to you in which you can actually meet Radha Krishna. So Narada Muni looked down at the doji. He looked in his arms. He had his celebrated veena. He touched his head. There was his saru hair, you know, beautiful. I should say beautiful, but the way he was, you know, having his hair like this, was a knot. One of the famous Narada Muni, I should now be, give up this identity. But because he wanted to see Radha and Krishna, he gave up his attachment to his whole life. He went into Kusum Sarova, he stayed there, and when he came out and felt the water running down his body, he saw he was a little gopi called Naradi, Narada, Naradi. And in this body, he was able to see Radha and Krishna. When he had the darshan of the divine couple that they were dancing under the full moon, exchanging glances of the deepest love, when he saw that Rasa dance, which the greatest saints want to see, and when he felt the divine love coming into his heart, he said, my goodness, I want to never leave Vrindavan again. And Krishna gave him a place to stay. Him, or should we say her? Actually, him. Krishna said, so you have seen the Rasa dance, now you take your bath again. And said Narada Muni, then I'm back to Narada Muni, and then I have to leave Vrindavan. No, no, said Krishna, you don't have to leave Vrindavan, you stay here. A special little lake, Narada Kund Lake, the lake which I have created for you, and you write the Narada Bhakti Sutras. It's a work which explains what is bhakti. So my point in telling this story is, in old times, people would immerse themselves into a holy water and take up a new identity. Christianity, the people would become baptized. Do you know what this is? In Deutsch, getauft. They would go in the river, come out, and now they are Christian. This is a reoccurring theme in spiritual literature. You go into something, you absorb the qualities of this, either it's water or something, and you come out a new person. This you find everywhere. You take a holy dip, a holy bath in the Ganga, and all your sins leave you, and you come out purified of the waters. It's a reoccurring theme. I'm going to read out to you this theme. A new theme. I believe Sangamela is something like Kusum Sarova Lake. The Sangamela is something like a holy river, like the Jordan or Ganges or Yamuna. The Sangamela is an ocean of devotees. And if you absorb yourself, if you really go into this, ready to even come out new, and ready to leave something behind, ready to, dare I say the word, to change something in your life, you will come out newborn, new ideas, with new inspirations, with new purity, with a new access to Krishna consciousness, which was not there before. Just like Narada Muni went to this lake and came out as a soul which was qualified to see the most secret of all spiritual secrets, the Rasa Dance of Krishna. You can also absorb yourself in the Sangamela festival. I know. And don't have money. Hello. The mom, Batista. You can also absorb yourself in this Sangamela and come out refreshed, come out more purified, come out more determined, come out with more spiritual strength, which allows you to conquer your inner weaknesses. And I wish you all the best for your Sangamela. And please stay in the fire, stay in the good association, and don't come out. And after a few days, you will feel the change. You will see. You will. Maybe you won't come out as a gopi, ready to join the Rasa dance of Krishna. But you will come out in a more spiritual way. We will start tomorrow with all earnestness, I believe. Lord Hari has told you a little bit of the program, and I think it's available there on the door. You can see it. I will start tomorrow with a very serious subject. It's called the final instructions. I was working on this for 7 days, so it's ready now for you. I hope it will be very compelling. And I wish you a very happy that already now, when we have not just even started, so many are coming, and I believe a few more snowflake-like devotees will come. flying in. I see many known faces to me. I'm very happy to see all of you. I see even Yamuna. Isn't it Yamuna? Wonderful. Yamuna, thank you for coming, giving us your wonderful association. And Anandavara is here, Jayanti. And so many others. I will not be able to, you know, we will sit here after midnight if I tell, talk about all of you. I suggest we end here so that we can also prepare ourselves for the night and have a restful sleep so that we are ready to start in all earnestness tomorrow. But please keep this in your mind. Stay in the fire of the Sangha Mela, or stay in the water or on the river or in the lake of the Sangha Mela. You can say it many ways, and you will perceive, just like all spiritualists have perceived who went into it went into a transformative experience. You will see maybe a miracle in your life, or at least you will see how much more spiritual strength comes into your aid. So all the best. I will not be able to stay now very long because I really want you to go to rest, and I survived a little death on the Autobahn, so I also need to go. But thank you so much. I'm feeling so excited to be amongst all of you, and I know it will be very wonderful. I mean, you're such good. Oja, she has come also. Did you bring your voice also? Good, so then, good night. Shishirada Madam Malati.